Hello and welcome to the Food for Kids podcast. I'm Joanne from The Foodies. Today is a slightly different episode because I'm asking for your help, you, the listener to this podcast. I want to share my ideas for the show with you and ask for your help to make sure that I'm giving you the show that you'll find useful. When I started the show, I had a list of useful topics that I wanted to cover. I knew I wanted to keep episodes short and about one narrow topic at a time, so that they would be easy for people to find if they were looking for answers on a specific topic. The idea of the show is to be a kind of audio reference book, so whatever stage you're at with feeding your kids, you can dip in and out whenever you want to focus on food for a while. But it's very easy to overthink children's food, and I don't want to keep making episodes forever and ever on more and more niche topics just to keep putting episodes out, if that means that listeners will then get hyper-focused on very specific things instead of zooming out to that bigger picture of building happy food relationships. So my idea is to run the show for 12 months and then go back to the beginning and refresh and update episodes to make sure they're still relevant, add in a few new topics here and there as they come up, but basically to rotate the topics so that anyone new finding the show can dip in and out as they need to. So unlike a show where we're trying to entice long-term subscribers, instead I'm focusing on being here for you when you need it and then fading away into the background when you don't need it. We're now at month 11, can you believe, and nearly 100 episodes, and I only have a small number of episodes left in that yearly schedule. Some of them are already allocated either to those regular monthly topics or to interviews that I've already done and scheduled. But I do still have some slots, and I wanted to ask if there are any topics that you wish I'd covered or are hoping that I will. If there's a food question you want to have answered, I can then go out and find an expert who can answer it in an evidence-based but realistic and kind way that might be more helpful to you than endlessly Googling for answers. There are no wrong ideas for topics. It might be an age or stage I haven't covered, a question that comes up on socials that you think might be misinformation but you're not sure, an issue you're having with your child's eating, or just a thing you're worrying about. If I end up with more ideas than I can fit in the remaining slots, that's not a problem, because as I refresh and repeat the back catalogue for reference, I can add in some extra episodes along the way. The idea is that this show will end up as an active reference book for you to dip in and out of, and I want to make sure that it has those chapters that you want so that you get everything you need from it. So if you have a couple of minutes to tell me something you know you want to hear, then please either DM me on social media or I have a link to a form in the show notes where you can write as little or as much as you like about ideas for topics or just general feedback on the show. Those show notes are at thefoodies.org/FFK92. So that's FFK for Food for Kids and then 92 for the episode number. That link will probably also be in the show notes wherever you're listening to it. I'd really, really appreciate it, and it will help me to make sure that I get things right for you. I'll be back later in the week with a normal episode, but I appreciate you listening to this little weird one, and especially if you're able to help. That link for the show notes and the form are at thefoodies.org/FFK92. So thank you so much, and in the meantime, happy eating.